beginning comes from some other beginnings. And
clear, concise, conservative. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I know who I want to take me home. I know.
Oh boy, so I often joke about our live studio audience. And, you know, it took 30 years, but I've actually got one now. The booth is full here, not just with Philip J. Vandervoort III and young Zach, but our man in the afternoon, Ari Hoffman, is here, and Big Mike is here, and our program director, who usually only shows up at this hour to yell at me because I did something wrong, he's actually here, Kevin Dodrell, in the house. All right, you guys. Good to see you all. And for the first time ever, the entire Carlson family is here. And by the way, KVI has meant a lot to our family. Lisa used to come listen to the show before we got married, you know, long before. Matthew, I don't know if you remember this because you were only one.
Present.
But you took your first steps in the hallway, in the old tower office building hallway. Your first steps as an infant were taken here at KVI. And Drew, our law student in his last quarter,
hi,
made his radio debut with Grover Norquist earlier this morning. Okay, so anyway, everybody, introduce yourself to the KVI listening audience. Honey, you're on. Just there you go.
Am I on?
You're hot. I mean, you're on.
Congratulations, John, on your last day on radio. And I think that that booth over there is full every single time, and you're just saying that. I want to say thank you to the KVI audience because you have meant a lot to us. Because of you, we've had two kids that have graduated from Bellevue Christian and gone to college. And we've been on seven Alaska cruises with all of you and spent many 4th of Julys. And we've just had a wonderful life for the past 30 years. And I want to thank John for working so hard, but he wouldn't have been able to do that without all of you. So you have my heartfelt gratitude always.
That was, yes. Truer words never spoken. All right, senior sports correspondent for the John Carlson Show, Matthew Carlson.
It's pretty cool to be sitting here in studio after calling in, and it's been a joy and a pleasure to be your sports correspondent here going these past few months. So once again, so grateful to the KVI family, to the KVI listeners, to listen to you for all these years, 32, and we owe them a lot. And thank you for all the work you've done. It's been proud to tell people that my dad's on the radio and that they can tune in and listen to him and that you've done a wonderful job.
Let's see, Drew, do you tell your friends at UW Law School, one of the most woke law schools around, that your dad's on the radio?
Oh, absolutely not. Man, I don't think it'd be very popular in the law school, though I do have a lot of fun occasionally sharing the anecdotes of the insanity of that school with you.
Yes, ooh. I know. Yes. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of strange to learn you're finally retiring from radio. You've done it for longer than I've been alive. And it's been cool to turn in the radio and listen to you on the show.
Plus, I would point out you've actually got a couple of faculty members who've been on the show. And did they figure out that you're my son?
I do not actually know. Well, one of them, Hugh Spitzer, I told him. He was
okay.
He taught me for Roman law. Quite, yes, a good teacher.
Yeah, he is. No, he is. And he was on the show. He had ran for the state Supreme Court and, you know, came up a little bit short.
Hey, John, I'd be remiss not to also congratulate you on the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you've raised for charity over the years while you've been here with the KVI audience. So I'm going to miss listening to you every morning. I'm really, really going to miss it. And I want to say congratulations because nobody's watched you work harder than I have.
Yeah, you are. You're bringing up a lot of good memories here. We've helped a lot of charities that help a lot of good people over the years. Climbed a few mountains for the Climb to Fight Cancer.
Literal mountains.
Literal mountains. Mount Rainier a few times and all the other volcanoes. I not only want to thank the listeners, I want to thank a man who's not with us anymore, Shannon Sweat, who was one of the pioneers of Talk Radio 570 KVI. I want to thank all the people I've worked with over the years, including this great team we've got right now, Philip J. Vandervoort III, Young Zach. They're going to be with you on Monday. Of course, the radio legend, Mark Christopher, Kevin Dodrell, who really is a great guy and a good friend as well. We've been blessed with a lot of wonderful people. This company has been wonderful to work with. They leave us alone because we come through for them. And I want to thank them for the opportunity as well. It's been a great, great career and a great experience. And like I said, I'm leaving the airwaves, but I'm not leaving the issues we all care so much about. I'm still going to be very involved. So thank you all very much for being with me all this time. And the commute has concluded.